این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is the short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. Do not be deceived by the presence of the superpowers in churches or by their prayers for spies and traitors. They think of nothing but more power and supremacy over the world, which is against divine teachings. Our nation suffered from this hypocrisy of the oppressors for many years, and you, the oppressed of the world, arise and unite to be rid of the oppressors, for the earth belongs to Allah and its inheritors are the oppressed.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Muharram and Ashura. In one of his speeches, he mentioned that Karbala washed away the palace of the oppressors with blood, and our Karbala destroyed the devilish palace of the monarchy. In this part of his speech, obviously, he's mentioning that the movement that Imam Khomeini had, it is in line with the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. The Karbala that was occurred in 61 Hijri, that was a battle between Imam Hussein and the oppressor of his time. And at this present time, when the revolution, Islamic revolution was happening, there was another Yazid. And he threw away that Yazid by following the footsteps of Imam Hussein. And that's why he says that our Karbala destroyed the devilish palace of the monarchy. Now, this Karbala is not only about the revolution. It's not about the struggle that people has done or made before the revolution. It even continued after the revolution. And we saw that how 8-year war was imposed on this Islamic revolution by the powers of the world, and they supported an arrogant country to destroy the Islamic revolution. But obviously, because the Islamic revolution, their role model was Karbala, because they learned lessons from Karbala, from Imam Hussein, they saved their country. They saved this revolution.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi salli ala Rasulullah Ya Rabbana salli
Imam Khomeini is saying, he says that whenever a Karbala occurs, whenever there is a Karbala, it washes away the palace of oppressors. No matter these oppressors are living at which time. If there is a Karbala, even at your time, it will wash away the oppressor of your time. Therefore, remember that if you want to get rid of the arrogant powers, if you want to get rid of the oppressors, the arrogance, the oppressors, the unjust ones, the terrorists, you need to follow the footsteps of those who were in Karbala. You need to have a new Karbala. And the Karbala of Iran, which was headed by Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, it showed that with the sacrifices which they gave, they have thrown away the oppressor, the arrogant king of the time. And obviously, this devilish palace of the monarchy was destroyed with the Karbala of Iran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illallah.